Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Tropical Storm Nate. Nate right now is centered about 230 miles to the south-southeast of Cozumel, Mexico, moving off to the north-northwest at 14 miles per hour. Right now, Nate has maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour, but is expected to strengthen as it moves towards the Yucatan Peninsula later today and tonight, and then moves into the southern Gulf of Mexico early Saturday. Then Nate is expected to turn to the north and then the north-northeast and speed up as it approaches the north-central Gulf Coast and make landfall somewhere within the hurricane watch area, which runs from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama border late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. After landfall, we expect Nate to continue moving very quickly to the northeast and move across the southeastern U.S. and into the Tennessee Valley and southern Appalachians as it weakens by late Sunday into early Monday morning. So as I mentioned, we have a hurricane watch in effect for central and eastern Louisiana, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, including metropolitan New Orleans. That means there is the possibility of hurricane conditions somewhere in that watch area within the next 48 hours. Tropical storm watches extend to the east and west of the hurricane watch area. It also includes the Alabama coast and the western part of the Florida Panhandle. We also have a storm surge watch that's in effect from Morgan City all the way to the Florida-Alabama border. That also includes much of coastal central and eastern coastal Louisiana, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, Mobile Bay, and the northern and western shores of Lake Pontchartrain. That means in those areas there is the potential for life-threatening inundation from storm surge sometime in the next 48 hours. So anyone who lives in the storm surge watch area, which you see here in pink on the map, please listen to any advice that you're given by your local officials regarding preparations or possible evacuations. You could see life-threatening storm surge in these areas. In terms of preparations, you're going to have all day today to get ready. The most likely time that tropical storm force winds will begin within the hurricane and storm surge watch areas will be late in the day on Saturday into Saturday evening. So you're going to have all day today, Friday, to get ready, part of the day Saturday. But with the fast forward motion of Nate, conditions are going to rapidly deteriorate as we go through late into Saturday and into Saturday night, with landfall expected overnight Saturday night into Sunday. We could also see heavy rainfall along portions of the central Gulf Coast, 3 to 6 inches, isolated amounts as high as 12 inches with this storm. Please stay tuned for the latest updates on Nate. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.